You guys can eat, drink, do whatever you want to do tonight. Oh, I don't care if you're drinking beer, just don't drink too much so that you become obliterated and you don't know how to save my life.
The important.
Because at the end of the day, it's about me. But more importantly, it is about all of us. And we'll go from there. But my name is Kim. You probably don't know me, but you may have seen my motorcycle on a ride because Lucretia is ridden it. It's a yellow Ducati Monster. These two guys actually know me because I rode my scooter. I have a little scooter in Gay Pride. So. But my name is Kim. I am a paramedic. I work over on the other side of the mountains. I've been a paramedic for probably 5 or 6, 6 and a half, 7 years now, an EMT for 2 before that. I work in a little tiny town called Cleellum. Other side of Snoqualmie Pass on I-90. Cleellum is where you pull off to get gas and get back on the highway before you come home. Which is what I've done in the past, but I work in a rural area, therefore I do rural medicine. I've seen a lot of motorcycle wrecks, I've seen a lot of car wrecks, I've seen a lot of snowmobile wrecks, I've seen a lot of things that happen. The interesting part about Cleellum is it takes, if you don't live in Cleellum proper, it takes 30 minutes roughly for me to get in an ambulance to get to you. 30 minutes. 30 minutes is a long time. You live in Seattle. Nate and I were sitting out there earlier. There's a fire station literally around the corner. Seattle Fire has a rule that if they cannot respond within 3 minutes, they have to be able to respond in 3 minutes. They will move their fire stations. They will do what they have. I think it's 3 to 5 minutes for Seattle Fire to respond to you in the city. When I worked up in Yakima, there's a place called the Nile. Does anybody know where that is? It's kind of where 410 and something else, 12, is up there. That's roughly a 30-minute get their response, 30-minute back response. So that's an hour where you're kind of dicking around. So people who live in the city go out to these places and they think, oh, well, but I live in Seattle, and when I live in Seattle, when I call 911, they're there in 3 minutes. And then I go off to, like, the Nile, or I go off to Cleellum, and then all of a sudden it's like 30-plus minute response time. Hey. Guys, find a seat anywhere? Like, just tell me, just literally start. You must be Ian.
That's me.
So really, at the end of the day, what I wanted to you guys, it's a little science, it's a little mainstream, it's a little ghetto. And when I say ghetto, I mean, like, what are you supposed to do if you're, like, 2 hours away from anything, your cell phone doesn't work, you dislocated your shoulder, or you got in a wreck, and you're bleeding half to death? What are you supposed to do? Pointing to somebody because they have experience in that?
Well, I dislocated my shoulder constantly.
Great, then you probably know how to put it back in.
Most of
the time. So a lot of these things I'll kind of talk about, just like, I also do a lot of wilderness-related stuff, so I'm out in the backcountry sometimes. What are you supposed to do if you're 2 days away from help? If you're on your motorcycle, what are you supposed to do if you're 3 hours from help? 2 hours from help? I don't know how many of you guys,
I'm going to open the door.
Have cell phones that work everywhere. I also don't know how many of you ride into places that have no cell signals. I'm assuming a lot. So, if you wreck your bike and you get hurt, what are you supposed to do? One, to ride out and get help. Or two, how long can you sit there before help comes? I'm not a PowerPoint presentation person. I'm just like, I slapped this together in like 20 minutes because I don't really know how to use PowerPoint. There's probably maybe 8 slides in this, so I'm not going to really refer to them that much. We're going to do some skills. We're going to do some hands-on. We're going to have a little fun, but I'll show you stuff that is up there. Let me show you some videos. One, does anybody have a problem looking at bad stuff? Really, the only bad stuff I have is, like, Ian's, like, laughing, and he's like, whatever. By bad stuff, I mean dislocated shoulders, dislocated kneecaps, dislocated fingers.
That's you mean, like, in a slide, are you going to do this?
It's just my video. I will not dislocate your fingers.
I will watch Natalie's shoulder get dislocated.
Hey!
What? I was seeing your macho, that's all. I respect you. Sign respect.
So, I just want to preface this by, while I am a paramedic, I am not a doctor, and I'm not here to teach you doctor-related shit. I'm not here to teach you what you do in an ER. There is nothing I'm about to tell you or teach you that you could not find on the internet or YouTube. Just saying. The correct Google search will bring up anything that you need in your life. All right, so I will say that I am a paramedic. I also ride a motorcycle. I ride my motorcycle a lot solo. I do ride my motorcycle in places that I do not have cell signals. There is nobody there to help me. I will say I'm not skilled at fixing my motorcycle, so sometimes I make bad decisions. But I do go out there, I do ride my bike, but I am also a paramedic. I know how to fix myself, but I do not know how to fix myself if I'm unconscious. Therefore, I rely on other people. Somebody finding me on the side of the road may not know what to do. So what I want to teach you guys is a little bit of CPR, a little bit of first aid, a little bit of ghetto stuff about how to reduce dislocation. So when I say reduce dislocation, means put your finger back in place, put your shoulder back in place, put your kneecap back in place. All of which could happen if you come off your bike. Did you dislocate anything, Ian? Good for you. You just broke shit.
Broke my neck.
Yeah.
You're
not passed
code.
All right. Like I said earlier, you guys take a lot of rides. I know the Lovett ride is a 1,000-mile ride over 3 days. You go out into places, I think, because my motorcycle went on that ride, but I didn't, but Lucretia was sitting on it, and she took, like, the Canyon Road off in Ellensburg, out to, like, Yakima, and I'm like, that was a really nice road out there, but if you get in a wreck, it's going to take for freaking ever for somebody to get to you. So what can you do for yourself in situations like that? That's what I'm going to kind of show you a little bit about.